This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. The group is also responsible for their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. Sometimes the opposite of progress is Congress. And we'll be hearing a selection from that brand new CD in just a moment. And Mark, I don't know about you, but I find it fascinating today that Americans are celebrating the very institution that we revolted from over 200 years ago with all the hoopla about the royal wedding, which apparently went very well today.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how many millions of Americans tuned in, but I'm sure a good amount got up at 5 o'clock to check out the proceedings.
Unbelievable.
Certainly wasn't me, I can tell you that.
It takes a lot to get me up that early. Usually a scheduled flight that I have to pay a lot of money to get on.
Exactly. Scheduled flight or a really good round of golf are about the only things that get me out of the rack that early.
Right. So, you know, the Capitol Steps, of course, we're highlighting these selections from Desperate House Members. And the one today is called I've Grown Accustomed to My Facebook, which you wouldn't think on the surface has a lot to do with the royal wedding until you think about the fact that the original stage version of My Fair Lady, which the original song from this came from, starred Julie Andrews, who was very British, and today was the royal wedding in Britain. So there you go.
There you go. There's your link. Well, and also, I'll go a step further.
Okay.
You know, in this age of social media, this is maybe the first wedding that I can recall that they absolutely said they are banning all Twittering and all cell phones and any social media of the kind during the ceremony.
Ooh, I might have to change my opinion of the monarchy after hearing that. At least for an hour or two, you know, put those things away.
That's right.
So, but anyway, here we go. This is obviously the Capitol Steps look at social media with a little help from My Fair Lady.
I always start the day out right by doing something swell. I log on to my favorite site. That's when I LOL. I know before the next day ends, I'll have 3,962 friends without leaving my place. I've grown accustomed to my Facebook. It always makes my day begin. Oh, look, my distant cousin Sue has tried a new shampoo. I'll post a joke, I'll send a poke. It's second nature to me now to take care of my Farmville cow. I'm very grateful to see pictures of your favorite childhood bike. Won't you check my status and click on that thumbs up like? Now on your homepage, I can see you have more friends than me. I must pick up my pace. I'll send 100 friend requests to every boyfriend, every ex. A Yeovil town of plan of cheese, I'm now a fan. Real people now seem strange somehow. I find it hard to understand the three-dimensional shape man. I'm very grateful when someone accepts my friend request. So what? I guess I must admit that I've become a Facebook slut. So now I'll have to slow my pace and go to an unknown place. I'm going back to join my space.
Mark, very well done. Almost forgot about MySpace, and I love
you and everybody else in America.
I love the Farmville reference. One of the folks in my family puts up a post every now and again saying the odds of me contributing to your Farmville venture are the same odds of me training a pack of howler monkeys to sing Handel's Messiah. And I think
I
a
like
lot of people
that.
Share that sentiment.
Oh, I think so.
But very well done. It's taken over. I'll tell you what. I mean, people are definitely, I don't know, they're reconnecting, I guess. In some ways, that's good. Sometimes it's bad. I guess you find out why you stop being in touch with people in the first place sometimes.
That could be a good point, too.
But I guess, you know, it's got its positives as well. I know we certainly use it, and I'm sure the Capital Steps do as well.
Absolutely. It really becomes not just a great way to kind of keep up with friends and reconnect, but, you know, it's really a promotional and marketing tool these days.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's a commercial, you know, I don't know how closely you watch commercials on TV, but almost every commercial I've noticed now at the bottom, at the end, has the Facebook link to their Facebook site.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's everywhere, no doubt about that. And the president even did a Facebook forum a couple weeks ago to pitch his economic plan. So,
and Joe Biden did not fall asleep during that, I hear.
Oh, yeah, poor Joe Biden. He's probably still trying to figure out how to work the phone.
Oh, you're probably right. How do you program this VCR?
Exactly. So Capital Steps working up any... I don't know, birth certificate, Donald Trump, royal wedding material here?
That's kind of a fun one. We're kind of, you know, we're glad that it's been resolved so we can get back to serious conspiracies like, you know, Cheney concocted 9/11 and we never walked on the moon. So we can really concentrate on that. But, you know, you got to laugh at Trump, you know, for talk about how proud he was that he, you know, did all this. And, of course, he can't provide proof that his hairpiece was made in America, so everybody's got their issues, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. You always got to love it when somebody says, I'm really honored to have done such a great thing.
Well, you know, somebody the other day had said something, you know, they're talking about, yeah, you know, Trump is just, you know, he's this obnoxious, loud egomaniac. All he does is self-promote, and he's bankrupt companies while keeping all the money for himself. And I said, isn't he the quintessential American then? He'd be the perfect president.
He's certainly the quintessential politician. Got to give him that. Oh,
that's
Mark.
Right.
A lot of fun as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can also pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.